And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here next to Fisherman's Landing, where the Royal Polaris is unloading a big catch right now. And we have a couple of great guys in the studio from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, Captain Brian Woolley and Marcus Bailey. We're going to be talking some fishing here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Reliability. Yamaha is known for it. And it's something boaters value, because these days, few things are built to last. When we find something that is, we hold on to friendships, traditions, outboards. Because every second on the water is sacred. If you count on having this time, you need an outboard you can count on to power it. That's why boaters choose Yamaha for the long run, for life. Because reliability starts here.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Going to be a great show today. Talking some Dana Wharf with the boys.
Yeah. Good morning, Captain Brian Woolley.
Good morning, guys.
Normally, we're talking to you on the phone this morning, but you're here. You're not on the boat.
We're here.
Yeah.
Yeah, good to see you guys.
Probably a good day to be in the office with the fog this
morning.
It is. Right?
Yeah, it was a little thick coming down here this morning.
Yeah. Not staring at a screen.
But it's
going to
lift. Totally.
Pop up.
But I'm sure your boat's going to be fishing today.
Yeah, actually, I think they got the day off, too.
Totally.
Yeah, I think
okay.
Got some,
all right.
Got
Super Bowl action.
Some football time.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, all right. Yeah. All right, great. And you brought one of your, he's not new guy anymore. He's been around Dana Wharf
for
a long time.
Sure not.
Captain Marcus Bailey from Fury. Good morning.
Nice to meet you guys.
Yeah.
Everybody here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, great to have you, and go ahead and get close to that mic.
Yeah.
And so tell us, you have some big shoes to fill, though, but you worked for the legend Rick Doesburg for a long time, right?
Rick Doesburg. been with him for about 10 years or so. And,
wow.
About 2 years ago now, I was very fortunate to be in the right position to purchase the boat and keep the business going, keep the boat in Dana Point Harbor.
That's
and,
awesome.
Yeah, it's been an adventure.
So what type of trips you run on the Fury?
We're mainly a charter boat. We do a lot of all-day fishing Catalina. I've been really pushing overnight trips, day and a half and two-day trips lately.
So most of the year is a 5-to-5?
Most of the year is actually overnights. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. But you do run a lot of 5-to-5s just over to Catalina?
To Catalina.
Wow. Well. That's a great trip.
So we're
huh?
very versatile. We definitely kick it up and change it up and do day trips, overnight trips, and very versatile.
Yeah. What have you been catching?
Boat work right now.
Paintbrushes.
Sanders.
Sanders and paint and bondo.
Yeah.
We'll start fishing again for the opener for Rockfish. We'll start our overnight run to the islands, fishing San Clemente Island and all that fun
stuff. March 1st.
You were kind of telling us during the break that you had worked on the Fury for a bunch of years and then to end up owning and now, you know, it's such a, you know, legendary operation out of there and such a cool boat. I mean, what a cool story to go from, you know, working on the boat for a lot of years and cutting your teeth there to now that's your pride and joy.
It's surreal.
That's
it's
awesome.
It's still setting in.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And these new Rockfish regulations, Brian, these are gonna be helpful, huh?
I think it'll help.
Yeah,
certainly. I mean, the depth restriction, we still have to be inside the line, right? So, like, for our zone, there might be a little bit of stuff that we can get to that we haven't been able to fish
stuff
before.
That you may have on the meter that from years
right.
back.
Right, like, so. Drive by, like, Maracay, maybe someday we'll get to come around and take a look at it. Yeah, there might be some of that going on.
Because the depth's a little deeper now, right?
Right, out to 100 fathom.
100 fathom versus, so was it 70 before?
Yeah, it was 70 before. Exactly.
Yeah, so but you made a great point though. It's a 100-fathom line off the coast. It's not that doesn't necessarily mean anywhere you go that's less than 100 fathoms you get to fish
there. Exactly. Yeah. So you have to be smart because, you know, fishing game's smart too, right? They've got their waypoint line and you gotta look at that stuff on the chart too, because some of their waypoints are in shallow or way shallow. Like there's some stuff in 40-50 fathoms. So technically, right, if you're inside the line or outside the line, I should say, even, you know, you're fishing 50 fathom, but you're still outside the line, illegal.
The line. So if you draw a line down the coast, or as soon as it hits 100 fathoms, that line, and that line might come in tight to the beach some areas and way off, but you've got to be on the inside
you've
of that line.
You've got to be inside it.
Inside the line.
How do you figure that out?
I mean, you just got to pay attention, right? You got to have it on your plotter, and you got to know where you're at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So now, what about when you're fishing the islands, Catalina, San Clemente Island, Marcus?
Same thing. You know, there's a line around the island that we are supposed to stay within. With like Brian said, it's inside that line. Sometimes it's 40, 50, 60 fathoms. Sometimes it's 80 or 100. You know, it's just you got to stay within that line.
Yeah.
For the most part. But it will open up some rock fishing for us, some newer areas, I believe, within that line that is deeper than 60 or 70 fathoms. So I'm kind of excited. I'm busting out Rick's old Rockfish book and converting some Loran numbers to GPS and see what we can find.
That's rad.
Yeah. So. And now the downside is, of course, 5 vermilion instead of 10, so that's...
Right, it's a give and take, right?
Yeah.
We're gonna like give you a pat on the back here. We'll give you a little bit of depth, but we're gonna get you on the bag side of it. But hey, whatever, you know, let them get their stock assessment sorted out,
sure,
and then we'll go from there.
So you go home with a bag of 5 big reds, you're not bummed.
Yeah. Exactly.
And plus, you got a lot of other species too.
I mean,
they're up in those areas.
It could create some, you know, some stuff. 5 fish, right? And then some catch that you can't retain that you're going to have to descend and do some stuff. So you're going to have to work out some of that dynamic, but I think it'll be all right.
No doubt.
Cool. Well, we have a special call-in right now. Captain Andy Cates is calling us live from the Red Rooster 3. Good morning, Andy.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up, Andy?
Great. How's the fishing?
You know what? Fishing was pretty darn good, I got to say. You know, this caliber was spectacular on a few of the days there. Man, that everybody got one on type fishing. It was pretty sensational. You know, the last couple, 3 years have been kind of spotty and scratch fishing here, but, boy, this last couple months here have been pretty darn good down there at the bank. So I'm pleased with it. You know, get a chance at cow. We got a handful of cows and nice fish up in the hundreds, upper hundreds. There's quite a bit of this filler fish, call it, that 50 to 80 pound fish, you know, and boy, that it gets on you and it bites, man. Oh, man.
That's
ferocious.
Awesome.
Right. You can't even get the kite out, man. They're biting it right before it even gets out the scupper there. So, you know, there was a couple of sensational hits that me and the other guys had down there, you know, and that's the nice thing is it's a nice spread. Everybody's anchored up and everyone's getting a similar type of hit. You know, maybe one guy gets a couple bigger ones or whatever, but for the most part, the overall spread is pretty sensational, man. So I'd give it a thumbs up for sure. And weather was beautiful down there. I know it's been chilly and a little weird up above here, but, boy, it was fantastic, classic tropical weather. nice little breeze. And so far, you know, we're coming up here. So far, the ride up's been very nice. So a little choppy yesterday below the stones, but coming up here above the rocks, it's nice. You know, we got good weather and the TV is working good, and we're standing by for the big day.
Yeah,
big
right.
Super Bowl day.
When are you back in over at the on your dock?
We get in on Tuesday.
On Tuesday,
we'll be in on Tuesday, and then we lost a trip in March with you know, with the things going on here, COVID things, whatnot. So we lost a trip in March, and it doesn't look like we're going to be doing a. Unless I heard wrong, it doesn't look like we're all going to be gathering up at the Fred Hall show this year. Am I mistaken?
No, you're right. No, there's no Fred Hall show in March this year, unfortunately. But stay tuned. Hopefully down the road we'll be looking at something good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, we'll...
Yeah, I know. Get back on track. We got superstations spread all over the country here now, so hopefully we can get back up to snuff here and... boy, that the summertime looks like it's filling up quite fast here, so people are anxious to get out and get out of the house, I think, more than anything, but get out and try for fish here this summer, so we're pretty excited about that. Been doing a little bit of maintenance. June Heat's going to be our next trip, and boy, it's sold out, so that's encouraging as well. A little bit of maintenance this year, and I'm not going to do the Oregon thing this year. We're going to do in San Diego. Do a kind of a mow and blow, and then we got a 5-year next year that we're going to probably go back up north and do that. So anyway, all's well here, rolling up, got nice weather, and looking forward to getting in on Tuesday.
Sounds like a nice load of fish.
Trip. Good job, Andy.
Any wahoo on the trip?
All my wahoo, he was out in front of me. But, you know, we got enough where everyone got a chance to get a couple. So
that's good.
But that darn Roy stole all my wahoo.
Oh, yeah, they're unloading right now in front of us here.
He does that.
I got all my wahoo. We rescheduled the trip a little bit, so we were behind him a few days. But we had a great time down there. Roy's a great guy. We had a lot of fun down there together.
Hey, Andy, give you a little hint. Next Saturday, Roy Rose will be right here in the World Headquarters studio, and so why don't you give him a call and give him a hard time for stealing all your wahoo?
Totally.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Totally.
Is he going to be on Saturday or Sunday?
He'll be on Saturday.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll make a reminder on that.
Mark that down.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Well,
hey,
go ahead.
Hey, one more thing. I want to thank you guys for that sensational weekend there with all the talk about Jack, man. That was really something. I'm sure the boys and the family really appreciated that, and on all the listeners, man. I mean, It's I'm still having a tough time getting through that. Every time I pick up one of those reels, all I see is that smile and that twinkle eye. So
yeah, I hear you.
But thanks again, man. You guys did a spectacular job there memorializing that.
Our pleasure to talk about our buddy, that's for sure, indeed. Well, they're going to be missed for a long, long time. Well, if somebody wants to come aboard the Red Rooster 3, Andy, how do we get a hold of you? I know spots are tight, so you better get on it.
Yeah, boy, it's not a lot left there. It's the office number is 619-224-3857, and Maria's in there 5 days a week, so you can call her and get some information. But if you want to look at the website, it's redrooster3.com, and you can check us out on there. And we're on the longrangesportfishing.com site as well, so you can see our schedule in there also. So look us up, something fits your schedule, give us a call, and happy to have you out on a vacation with us.
Well, thanks for the check, and congratulations on a successful trip, and we'll see you back here in San Diego on Tuesday.
All right, man. Sounds great. You guys have a great show. We'll see you later.
Safe travels. Thanks.
That's fine. Great to hear a big fish fighting again.
How about that,
huh?
That's good. I mean, that 60 to 80 pounders wide open in the corner. How's that sound,
huh? Like a good time.
I'd enjoy it with the 80-degree weather and the 80-degree water. I mean, I could go for...
Sandals, tank top.
I could go for some of that right now.
You did call it a vacation.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's
a serious vacation there. Yeah, nice check by Andy for sure. So, Brian, so what's been going on... On the three-quarter day trip.
So three-quarter day stuff for us, I mean, you can look at the fish counts up and down the coast, right, and see everyone's kind of in the same program. This time of year is always kind of the slower time for sure. Kind of focus on our sculpin fishing as we wait for stuff to open back up. But there's been some bass, a little bit of time to catch some bass and whatnot. It's just kind of a low-key time of year. You know, you kind of see who your diehard guys are, right, the guys that are willing to come out no matter what, right? So we kind of, you know, push it through this time of year a little bit. And then, we're looking forward to ramping it up here in March and just seeing where it goes from there.
Any of the halibut trips making any connections from anybody this year?
You know, our halibut stuff, it's been an odd year for the halibut, too. You know, we've seen all the bait and all the spots that we've traditionally seen it and caught fish in the past. But I don't think there's that big mass of fish in our zone right now like there has been in times past.
Where does it go? Where does halibut go when it's in the
That's a good question. You know, I got some friends. I mean, they do, but I don't know if you've seen like some of the fish counts way up the coast, like San Francisco and stuff. Those guys up there are just killing the halibut. Huh? So I think, I have no idea if that stuff makes that giant move by any means, but it's just weird that, you know, they catch fish up there routinely, but seeing their counts have exponentially gone up. You know, I don't know. I don't know what to pin it on or how or where, but, you know, we've definitely seen it slow down for us.
What's the story on the Derby?
So, like, I mean, we're pushing through it for sure.
Yeah,
we have trips. We have our diehard guys that are into it, and the boat's out there.
What's a leader right now? Do you know?
That is 22 pounds.
That's a nice fish.
25 pounds, something like that. Yeah, so that's nice. Like,
now, if you go with Marcus on the Fury, are you eligible for the Derby?
If it's on an open party trip.
If it's on an open party trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can get out to the islands, get some of those hotspots. Right. One of those hotspots you have,
right? Grounds for halibut.
So you don't have to necessarily be on the designated halibut drift trip. If you're on an open party trip and you put your money in for the Derby.
Before you leave, right. You buy a ticket before you go.
But any open party trip that you're out in that zone, putting a bait on the bottom, and you catch a big one, you're eligible.
Totally.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And when does the Derby run through?
So it'll run through, I believe it goes through March, first part of April, there it ends. And then we'll have, like, the top 25, hopefully. We fill that leaderboard, right? Those guys will fish for a portion of the prize money, and then there's prizes for the top, I think, five guys get paid out.
And there's serious money involved.
There is. Like, the prize package just for the biggest fish per month is, like, $1,000 worth of stuff. Rod and reel combos, sunglasses,
So,
yeah, it's a good...
The real deal.
Yeah. Prize. Yeah, totally. So it works out pretty good for those guys.
So, overall, Dana Wharf running, full schedule trips now, right?
We are. Yeah, we try and have that stuff scheduled every single day. This time of year, we try and get a three-quarter day and a half-day boat out during the week, you know, reservations permitting, for sure. Our half days this time of year are 10 to 3, which is kind of, you know, an easy time to make
the boat. Gentlemen hours.
Totally. And then on the weekends, we'll have our double half day stuff, you know, and then three-quarter on top of that. And then as soon as March rolls around, it just seems like that kind of kickstarts everything.
Yeah.
And we just get back into that normal schedule.
Boy,
stuff,
it just looks, I mean, just the appearance, it's like the Rockfish Opener is going to be huge.
Yeah,
huh?
People are chomping at the bit. And, you know, we've seen some good sign down there, too, so... You know, that stuff, that fish moves in and out all the time, so it's hard to say, but we're looking forward to seeing
it. Whaling's been good, too, right?
Yeah, you know, the whaling has been good, like, the last 2 weeks, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's been weird, though. Like, it's been late, and normally, like, I'm sitting on the anchor down there, you know, fishing this time of year, and we see them passing us routinely, but I haven't seen a lot of whales swimming by us. I think they're further off the beach.
Are they still headed south? Or?
Yeah, a couple. I think they've seen a couple northbound whales already. But
still early.
I don't know. That's a different world. That's
not you don't have to run those trips. Huh?
Yeah, we see them and like, oh, that's cool, but chasing them down.
It's a different. You can say you can call your whale boat and say, hey, there's one over here,
exactly.
Right?
If you want one, come down here.
So fishing the islands. What's your favorite place to fish, Marcus?
You know, I grew up fishing San Clemente Island in Catalina. Being, you know, in an overnight business, overnight boat out of Dana Point or even Newport or Long Beach, I mean, your main focus is pretty much San Clemente Island. I would say that's my favorite, you know. It's the most... San Clemente Island, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very versatile. It's a large island. You can fish, you know, the front, the back. It's all completely different, really, fishing the back versus the front, you know. Some days the fish bite here. Sometimes the fish bite on the west end. You never really know. Just got to know the island, really.
Yeah. Now, on an overnight trip, day and a half trip, how many passengers do you take?
Since last year, you know, with COVID and everything else, we've been limiting our trips to 24 people.
Oh, how nice is that?
Very comfortable. It's a 65-foot boat, you know, and we got plenty of bunks. it's actually worked out better, I would say, for us. I mean, for myself personally, 24 people will pay more for less people.
No question.
You know, basically what it is. So.
That's what everybody up and down the coast has learned this year. It's like, you know what? People want that limited load trip, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally.
They'll pay a little extra to be, have a little fishing room.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think with this Rockfish opener, hopefully this, you know, new depth restriction, depth limit will have a draw, you know?
Totally.
You know, limited load, lighter loads, more fishing room, hopefully, you know, larger
more area,
Rockfish, more area.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of excited. I'm ready to start fishing.
Yeah. Not far away.
Yeah.
As you can hear, we have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about today with the Dana Wharf guys.
Boy, you're not kidding. You want to talk about so much to cover, from bass fishing and coastal fishing and tuna and offshore and everything in between. They got it covered today, and we're looking forward to it. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, we're looking forward to hearing from you. 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. Only one phone line still available, but it is open right now. Get through. 213-432-1090, or text the show. We've already had several texts pop through on the text of the show this morning, and that you can only do that through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download on your phone. Just download the Let's Talk Hookup app, and you'll see the option to text the show and send your questions in, and we will read them on the air. Not only are we talking fishing with the boys from Dana Wharf all day long this morning, we are giving away a couple of really killer prizes. Two lucky callers at the end of the show today, first of which is going to win a pair of three-quarter day passes to go fishing out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Hopefully you'll be fishing with Captain Wooly here and get in on some of that great sculpin fishing right now, or bass fishing down the and rock fishing as the season rolls along. So a great opportunity. Another lucky caller is going to go full day fishing with Captain Marcus on board the Fury. So a couple of great prizes.
Wow.
Really, really stoked, guys. That was very generous for our lucky callers. Couple of winners today. Again, if you want to get your shot at those great prizes, or better yet, your chance to talk to Captain Brian, Captain Marcus, 213-432-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodation, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casstours.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time here. Phones are packed solid. If you want to get through, 213-432-1090.
You'll be talking to Andrew there, and he'll get you up, and we'll get to your phone call as soon as we can.
No doubt, man. Well, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right into them. Started off with Armand calling us from Seal Beach this morning. What's up, Armand? Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call this morning. So I have a question about how the addition of the Wheeler North Reef has affected your fishing. So I know it was put in like the mid-2000s, and then they just expanded it this past year. I'm just kind of curious what you kind of expect to see come in the future.
Right. No, it's cool. It's one of the – I think it might be one of the biggest artificial reefs in the United States is they were touting it as. Yeah, it's gigantic.
And where is it?
So it starts at like San Mateo Point, and it runs all through San Clemente to almost like – beach where Beach Road starts. I don't know if you know where that is, right there on the coast, like right at Capistrano Beach, Dana Point, like right at the line there.
How deep?
So it's in like 8 fathom, 9 fathom. So it was all set up to kind of mitigate some outflow from the San Onofre power plant, right, that kind of wiped out some of the kelp there south in that reef. So they had to build this as a mitigation deal. It can be good in there, right? They did a tester, and they put some kelp on it quite a few years ago, and then when they dumped all the rock, it's low relief. It's all single-layer relief. There's no big high spots or anything. Okay. It's all one-layer relief, and they got some good kelp on it. And when the kelp's growing, it's, you know, they didn't build it as a fishing reef. It's built as a, you know, habitat kelp reef type deal, but it can be good. You know, we've caught some nice yellows in it. There's been some big sea bass taken out of there. The bass fishing can be very good with, you know, the right current and stuff in there. So it's been good to see.
Close to home.
It's very close. Easy to get a half day stuff for sure. Good for our twilight fishing and whatnot. Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been good. You know, we would have liked to have been out in a little bit deeper water, right? Like that 15, 20 fathom, because we don't have a lot of that structure in our little zone of the coast there.
That the kelp's growing.
The kelp's growing on it, and I'll tell you, that's probably been one spot where that kelp has been very persistent. You know, all the kelp down below, like barn kelp, yellowtail kelp, that stuff was gone.
Yeah.
And that stuff through San Clemente held up there pretty good. So it was good to see.
Good news. So. All right. Hey, Armand, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Well, as we always say, too, lots of great texts come through. If you want to text the show, download the Let's Talk Hookup app. This one, hey, I'm interested in the halibut derby. What is your guys, both Marcus and Wooly, preferred halibut rig? How do you like to set it up? That's from Lars from Huntington.
Got it. Good question. You know, don't buy the store-bought stuff. Right, the stuff with like all the swivels and all the connections and stuff, that's just, you're asking for disaster. I've seen so many of those things break at like the most inopportune times. Just a reverse dropper loop is the best. You know, make a 2-foot leader below your sinker, tie a nice loop, and then you know, you can tie your trap hook on there, regular J hook, snell it in there, and go from there. Guys are fishing 25 to 40 pound lines, usually a good call in case you get hung up on something on the bottom. You can kind of pull through it, not lose your whole program. That reverse drop loop's been the best.
What about you, Marcus? Yeah. What do you get, same?
I agree with Brian, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think the stinger hook's definitely a big...
Hold on a second. And stinger hook, you mean like a trap style rig?
Yeah, two hooks?
Yeah, you got your J hook in line, right, mm-hmm. where it's snelled in, and then below that you have your treble hook, so you can kind of get your treble hook in.
So you snell in a J hook.
Snell in a J hook.
And then
that's for the nose of the bait, right? Okay. And then you run a little, maybe like 4-inch, 3-inch little extension on it and tie your stinger on it. So you can fish your sardine with a nose hook and a hook down in the tail of the bait, or if you have a mackerel, you have enough room where you can get it in a bigger bait.
Right. Yeah. You're pretty good at snelling that hook?
I mean, I'm all right.
Yeah. Like, not like a salmon guy, right?
Talking to Wooly, right? Yeah, 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 right. He's good at it. What size hooks do you guys like for that?
So I like the 2-0 hook for the nose. I think it's a good, for our bait that we have, you know, the bigger sardine, and it's just a versatile size. And then, I don't know, I'm not real pro on the treble hook sizes, but something similar in size.
Now, when you say a reverse dropper loop, that means the sinker is up above the bait.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, you want, we've talked about this before, I think, in some stuff that we've done online. Like, and I know Rick talks about this too. The strength in that knot is through the barrel of the knot. You don't ever want to put your hook on the loop for when you're fishing something like that. Just, you just don't have the strength of the knot and the line as you do as it's going through. So keep your sinker up on the loop. You have the strength through the knot to your hooks on the trailing end of the leader.
So when you say keep it on the loop.
Yeah.
What do you mean by that?
I'm sorry. What I'm talking about on the loop is just keep your sinker. Use the loop for just your sinker.
Just
right?
Your sinker.
So, yeah, directly coming from the rod tip, the first thing on the knot is your knot, and then on that loop is your sinker.
Is your sinker.
Right, so you have that contact with the all bottom, right,
where
and everything's at.
You're tying a certain knot or a dropper loop.
Yeah, whatever you're good at. Yeah. Or just, yeah, whatever loop you're good at tying.
But again, what he's talking about with the loop, and it's harder to hear, it's a lot easier to see, but
right,
there's different types of loop knots, and the strength is in the direction that the little barrel of your loop
right
is. And on like a spider hitch, the barrel points to the loop, and on a dropper loop, the barrel points to the tag end of the line. So whatever direction the little barrel that the knot creates, like that's where the strength in that knot is. Like on a dropper loop, the loop comes out of the center of the knot. So if you really pull on that, you're like folding the knot in half. So you put your sinker there because you're not pulling a bunch of pressure with the sinker. You only need to lift 4 or 6 ounces, but you might need to pull 40 pounds off the bottom of the big halibut. So just the direction that your little
just that directional
is
strength
loop,
and you know the line's folded with the sinker and all that stuff. So yeah,
so you don't want to put your hook on the tag end.
You do, no, you
wanna,
do want your
do.
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
Want, okay,
so
yeah,
so you tie your dropper loop
right,
and then you got the long length
right,
that comes
right,
out
right
of the barrel. Yeah,
yeah,
the hooks go on the long end.
On the long end,
the sinker
okay
goes on the bottom.
Yeah.
It's, yeah,
all right,
yeah,
very good.
When halibut fishing, and maybe Marcus, I don't know if it differs from the coast or from the islands. Do you want as heavy a sinker as you can to anchor yourself to the bottom? Do you want as light as you can so you drift along? Does that not really matter? Like, if a guy's just jumping on the boat, how do you figure out what's the appropriate amount of sinker to add to that?
First thing I would say is how deep are we fishing? Mm-hmm. You know, we fish in 60, 80, 90 feet of water. Generally for us, I would say we're fishing the squid ground, trying to catch a yellowtail, trying to catch a sea bass. Guys are soaking squid on the bottom. I'd say probably 4 to 6 ounces, sometimes 8 ounces if you got any sort of current or swell, something like that.
I think it matters too how you're
yeah
fishing it. Like Marcus is fishing on the anchor,
mm-hmm,
right? So you're not going to need that heavier sinker to keep your bait in contact with the bottom. Or when we're doing our halibut drift trips, right?
Sure.
That boat's moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes we got to bump the boat into gear to get the boat to move. So you want, in order to keep that
good
bait
lack
on the bottom
of current or wind or something.
Yeah, for whatever the conditions might dictate.
Yeah.
Exactly. But you know,
if you're scoped way up off of the bottom,
right?
You're
so
out of
if
it.
You don't, if you're having a 4 ounce sinker and you're not on the bottom while the boat's drifting, then you're missing some of that opportunity.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good catch.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Go.
Hey, well, let's head right back into the phones. I knew we were going to be hearing from this guy today because there's not a day that he doesn't talk about Dana Wharf boats. So that's Chuck from Dana Point this morning. What's up, Chuck? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Hey, Captain. How are you guys?
What's up, Chuck?
Good to hear you on there, Marcus.
Thank you.
You know, these two guys, they really put the work in. You can take your family with them. You always feel safe. Shoot, I've had up to 9 people on a half day with Wooly. We just have a great time. And his new cook on there, he's vying for the new hamburger of the coast there, Greg Brady Burger.
Oh.
Watch out. But, yeah, the best place to wake up in the morning, I tell my boy this all the time, on the Fury at the island. I come out with my coffee. I tell everybody that. And it's just a great place to wake up. What a job you guys do.
No doubt.
Very proud to be fishing with you guys, man.
Appreciate
that. That's all I wanted to say. A good place to go.
Thanks, Chuck.
That's right.
Appreciate that very much.
And,
okay, so,
you know, I was on the last trip of Marcus, and I had to make the statement, this boat looks like it just came out of the dock. He's done so much with his pride of that boat. You guys,
thank you.
You guys really got handed to him. The whole fleet is really proud of you, Marcus. So, good job, bro.
Thank you.
That's cool, Chuck.
And we'll see you on the rock.
Appreciate the call. Describe the Fury for us. the boat and, yeah. and where, how it's laid out.
Yeah,
and such.
Briefly,
for those that may not be familiar with it.
It's a 65-foot boat. It's a Ditmar Donaldson.
Oh, it's a Ditmar.
So it's a
okay.
wood plank boat yeah. built in 1962, and it's had some pretty phenomenal owners throughout the years, from John Haas to Rick Doesburg, and I'm very fortunate to be able to continue that on. But it was built as an overnight boat, so we actually have 45 bunks on that
wow.
boat. Wow. And that's actually been reduced. Originally, it had 60 bunks back
wow.
in the 60s.
Back,
it's
back
crazy.
In the albacore days.
Exactly, the albacore days.
That's cool.
So it's been shortened a little bit, but like I said, we still got 45 bunks. And the nice thing with, you know, nowadays is we have assigned bunks, we have curtains where no two people are sleeping next to each other. We're really able to spread people out on that boat.
That's
and
really cool.
We've got a nice platform. Like I said, if you've ever fished on some of the other, you know, Ditmars and stuff, they have a very similar layout. And a nice big bay tank. We got a fairly nice bow. You can throw irons on. You got, you know, fish up the sides. I mean, it's pretty roomy up the sides.
Super quiet.
It's very quiet. We
yeah.
actually just got a new generator this year, too. New mufflers, new everything. And it's very quiet now.
Yeah.
Surprisingly
cool.
quiet. So.
Nice. Yeah. It's a great vessel to go in, like Chuck says, to wake up at San Clemente House.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. You know.
So what time do you leave?
We leave, you know, between 9 and 10 p.m., depending on the charter or the open party trip. You know.
And Clemente from Dana Wharf is the closest point in the coast. Is that right?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah,
I would say so. We're about 53 miles
uh-huh.
from San Clemente Island. So
To Pyramid,
yes,
yeah.
To the cove there. And we can get there anywhere between 2:30, 3 o'clock sometimes in the morning.
Nice.
Just in time to go make some squid, hopefully, and be there in the cove ready for sunrise.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Drinking your cup of coffee and soaking a squid, hopefully catch something.
Has there been squid there yet?
It's been a little tough this year.
Has
you know,
it?
Scratching
yeah.
on the squid. Yes.
It's still early, though.
It's still early.
Yeah. We're hoping.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fingers
all right.
crossed.
Well, let's go ahead and jump back on it.
You
Rick.
Got it, man. We got another great text for the boys. It says, good morning, fellas. Brian and Marcus, with the new rockfish regulations, will the boats have and or be using descending devices? Would it help if anglers brought their own? That's from Ralph and Minifee.
That's a good question.
Very good.
You know,
question.
You can buy that stuff, I think, at any tackle shop, mm-hmm. right? I mean, yeah, if you wanted to put one in your bag and bring a rod with one, that's cool. We
mm-hmm.
we'd be stoked to see some of our guys come with that stuff. But I'll tell you, we have stuff set up on the boat, you know. We've got descending device daisy chained on tuna cord, you know, where we can send multiple fish down at the same time.
Two, three, four fish at a time.
Oh,
so.
That's one thing to give you guys credit. Like you've seen it on your social media a bunch of times. Like it's very clear that you do use them for sure. You know, I mean that's one thing. If you know, we got these right. regulations for a reason. I think it's a hats off to you. Rather than just letting those things float away, we watch
totally.
You guys clip them on and dump them back down.
Yeah,
we try and do our best. You know, it's certainly extra work, but look what it's allowed us to do.
Yeah, right.
Sure. They know that they work, right?
Yeah,
they've
totally.
Proven that they work, and we've gotten, you know, incremental, you know, depth allowances because we're using those things. So
yeah.
it's mm-hmm. like a no-brainer. Why wouldn't you want to use them?
I'll be the first to admit that I was wrong. You know, I mean, you bring some of those things up, and eyes are blown out, and mouth
right.
like, you know, like, dude, that thing's going to die. There's no point. And that was always the, I mean, I hate to say it, that was my theory on it, too. And,
totally.
Like, those guys have killer, you know, whatever, GoPro video of that fish as blown out as you could ever imagine with a camera on it, clipped to the descending device, and you watch the thing down, and it goes down a couple atmospheres, and next thing you know, the eyes suck back in, the
yeah.
swim bladder sucks
right.
back in,
yeah.
and the thing clips off and swims away
swims
like
away.
Nothing
swims
happened.
Away.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Mortality rates
it's,
very
it's
low.
Wild.
So, yeah, no, it's been good, and, you know, like I said, we use them as much as we can.
It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, another text that came through, just a comment. Didn't get a – so if you do text us, please include your name and your location, too. It really helps. But they didn't do that on this one, but it's a good one. Marcus and Brian Woolley are incredible captains. They do a great job. That's
nice
all
one.
It says.
Right.
But that was worth reading.
I actually saw Willie typing that up.
Yep. So you think so? Is
but
that
cool.
him?
You know what?
Yeah.
I
mean,
but, I agree with
yeah.
him.
Yeah. Hopefully Don heard that.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, and of course Don listens to every show.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right.
Don's there. Hi, Don.
Yeah,
hi,
Don.
Don Hanson, the legend himself, for sure. You want to get through? Here's your chance. 213-432-1090. 213-432-1090. We're generously giving away a two-pack here, three-quarter days to go fishing on the three-quarter day trip, whether it be on the Sun Fun.
Yeah, it could be on the Sun Fun, Clemente, Gator Pride, either boat.
Any of them, yeah. And in addition to that, another lucky call is going to win two passes to go full-day fishing with Marcus aboard the Fury. So right. Could be Catalina and...
Catalina or
coastal,
offshore. Yeah. On which bite and what time of year.
Yeah,
that's rad.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right, so there's your chance to get through right now. Andrew's standing by for your phone, so let's jump into
it. Again, that's 213 area code 432-1090. Daniel from Rancho Cucamonga is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. What's up, Daniel?
Good morning, guys.
Morning. Morning.
I have a comment on that. I fished that Fury all the time with Marcus, and he's just a great captain. He's a great boat. It's recommendations if anybody wants to go on an overnight, it's the perfect boat to go on. Because their service, the deckhands, the whole boat in general is just a great boat to fish on. Just a comment. We do a charter with Marcus and Tom Grant about three every year, and it's a great boat to be on.
That's right.
Thank you, Daniel. Appreciate it. We'll look forward to see you again this season, yeah?
Yeah, nice comments. Yeah, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we've got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to catch in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt. But that's why so many 4- and 6-pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One-Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones have been packing and reloading and packing again. So lots of great calls in there right now. But if you want to get through, this is a great shot. 213 area code 432-1090.
Well, this is, of course, the time that we regularly have the fish report.
The best fish report of the week, I might add.
Yeah, and we have the man himself. Brian Woolley here to
Should
talk
we run
about
it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's
run
do it,
it
man.
Hear it. As always, it is sponsored by Terrafin. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. They have temperature, chlorophyll, and so much more, wave height. Terrafin's got so much for the user. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download your charts and take it with you on your mobile device. Terrafin is the professional's choice for accurate information. Check Terrafin.com.
All right, and...
Oh, cool. Well, for us, if anyone's been kind of keeping track of our fish counts, it's all sculpin.
Yeah.
Straight up.
So sculpin. You're not getting the sand bass they're seeing down here?
No, it's just our habitat's so different. It's so different. Everything outside of like 10, 12 fathom off our section of coast is just straight mud.
Yeah.
We don't have, deep hard bottom stuff. Or any stuff like that. So it's mud. So when we fish our sculpin, we're running down to our hard bottom sectors where we have that, 40, 50, 60 fathom hard bottom, and that's where we're fishing. So that's what we've been doing. We've been catching that sculpin. It's been very good. Five fish limits, pretty standard.
That's awesome. Just get good at handling those sculpin.
You do. I mean, we cut all the fins on them too, which, some guys on some boats do, some guys don't. We prefer to go the safe route and cut those things off and get them like that. But, all sculpin, half-day fishing has been a little tricky. 56-degree water, can put that into perspective quick, right?
Is that colder than normal?
It's colder than we've seen in the last couple of years, I would for sure say. Last year I didn't think we, had 59, 60-degree water through the winter.
More
so,
average than it has been.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, more back to normal.
Exactly. So that bass fishing has been a little tricky. Still some stuff, guys rolling swim baits on the bottom, catching some fish that way.
But this is typically the time of the year when things start to change.
Yeah, we should see some stuff change here in the next month or so, I think. We get some, we kind of get out of this weather stuff where, it's changing day to day, and we get some good sun and stuff kind of puts itself together.
Days are getting longer.
Exactly.
More sun.
Yeah.
Still that dropper loop lead head swim bait rig, the rig you like to
Yeah, fish? I mean, I sound like such the broken record, right? But it's been killer for us because, we virtually have eliminated rockfish from our catch, and it's been killer because we haven't had to, we'll catch some bigger reds that'll eat the big swim bait, but literally
explain that rig. I know I saw it on your Instagram.
So it's just a dropper loop, super simple dropper loop. You put your swim bait on a lead head. We're fishing like a 3/4 ounce lead head and a 5-inch Viejos bait, something with red in it. That's been kind of key. You put that on your dropper loop. So you have that, and then you have your length of line with your 8-ounce sinker. So you can drop. The sinker will get everything to the bottom. You slack your line up a little bit. That rubber lure comes in contact with the bottom, and those sculpin are just, stacked up on top of each other, and they're fighting for it.
Really?
Quick hook set. You don't have your weight that you're hooking.
Yeah, right.
Your weight's on the bottom, so you get the hook set with your lead head.
So the sinker sits on the bottom.
Yeah, the sinker gets it all, the whole package down to the bottom, nice and clean. And then, it's almost like you're fishing your rubber lure without the weight, right? Set the hook. And then up comes your whole deal, and it's just...
That's awesome.
Been good for a sculpin.
Okay, so... We've talked about the reverse dropper loop, such like that. And you're talking about straight dropper loop.
Straight.
When you're tying your line to that dropper loop, are you actually putting a knot in there?
Yeah. No, that's a good question. So we have the dropper loop tied. We're just putting the loop
just
through the eye
through.
And looping it back around.
Okay.
I mean, you're catching if you're lucky, right, a 11-inch sculpin. So you're not, sometimes you'll snag on the bottom and you'll bust off your lead head or whatever. It happens because you don't have that strength and because it's not tied on.
Right.
But, yeah, you don't need it.
But if you're dropper looping for yellowtail, Marcus, you want to tie a knot, right?
You want to tie a knot.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You don't
want
to do that loop because that'll a big yellow will just bust that right off.
Exactly.
Right?
We try to make that loop big enough that you actually tie, say, a double San Diego knot basically on there. That's pretty much bullets.
So when you're doing a dropper loop for yellowtail, are you tying that your hook on with both lines, or are you cutting the line?
I like to double up.
You like to double up.
So keep that loop the same. Don't cut it. Pretty much, pinch the end of it, get it through that eye, tie some sort of a San Diego knot or something like that, or it's doubled up.
Yeah.
Most of the time for us fishing, a sardine or a squid on the bottom, I mean, that fish is just loathing around through the squid grounds, looking to pick up, a couple of squid. You know, they're not really looking at the line. They're just kind of coming through, eating what they want to eat.
Yeah.
You get lucky and you get a flurry of 2, 3, 4 yellowtail, or sometimes usually more, so.
And that's something important to remember, because I see a lot of people making that mistake where they're just, oh, I'll just loop it through like I'm rock cod fishing.
Yeah, you can't
or sculpin fishing. You can't do that for a big yellow.
Right.
Yeah, and end in the heartbreak, right?
Mm-hmm. It'll end before the heartbreak even has a chance.
Yeah. It ends very quickly, right?
Very quickly.
All right. Well, while we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
You got it, bro. How about Ben from Golden Hills up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Ben?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Never got a chance to fish up there. How long's the drive from San Diego? And is it kind of like the landing here where there's hotels and places close? My girlfriend won that 2.5-dayer on the Christmas show, so we've been trying to get out on a shorter trip because I don't want – she's never been in the ocean, so I want to make sure she's going to be not seasick for 2.5 days, you know?
Right. No, there's plenty of good accommodations, like – in the harbor, there's a couple hotels and stuff, and then there's some stuff just, you know, right around town nearby. From San Diego, you're looking at an hour max, you know.
Easy
drive, you know, kick back.
Super comfortable there.
So, yeah, not far at all.
Plenty of hotels you want to spend the night, and great restaurants around there.
Yeah, there's all kinds of restaurants. They're just getting, you know, that whole ball rolling again. There's, you know, there is a hotel, like, in the harbor, literally a 5-minute walk from our office. So, yeah if you want to go.
And what about parking?
Parking's free, which is awesome. We've got massive amount of free parking too, so it's a no-brainer. It's super easy.
We always joked, like we lived in San Diego. I worked at a landing, and my dad loved driving up to Nana Wharf to go bass fishing. Like, you know, we would do it all the time.
Bass capital of the world.
Yeah, it's an easy drive. It's a great landing. There's great bass fishing. It's an awesome spot, and you should. And Dana Point, like that whole little zone, that's a cool, you know, staycation weekend getaway. If you live down here and want to go make a cool weekend out of it, you know, cruise up and spend the afternoon and go out to dinner. The next day you go fishing and then roll back home. I mean, you feel like you made a full, fun trip and you're an hour and a half from home. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. What makes
say one more thing?
Dana Wharf bass fishing so good?
You know, I think it's been the area that we have with good kelp, you know, over the years we've had some good kelp, you know, up to like the northern enclosure there that we have above our harbor in Laguna. I mean, you can look on a map, Google Earth, and you can see all the kelp along the coast. We've got that whole stretch through Salt Creek, all around Dana Point, and then that new reef that we were just talking about earlier through San Clemente. It's just the amount of kelp. It's really current dependent. Just if you look at the way the bite is there, it's called a Capistrano bite. There's a little, you know, indentation there, and we do need some current. It can get stagnant in that little bite there a little bit if we don't have it for sure. But I think it's just we do have that deep water canyon too in Dana Point that'll feed a lot of good water in, and then we can get that current. Yeah, so like that bass fishing literally 10 minutes from the harbor mouth. Yeah. It's just
that's what's so nice about Dana Wharf too, is that literally you're on the boat, there's the bait receiver right there, 100 yards away, and there's the mouth of the harbor 200 yards away, right?
15 minutes outside the harbor.
On a half day trip you can be fishing within, you know, 20 minutes at least.
A lot of time to fish
your bait and then already fishing. So
that's cool.
Hey, well, let's continue with our catch report, find out what's going on in the surf with the surf guru Gundy Gunderson. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Gundy?
Time this morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, we're talking to your territory.
Yeah,
we're showing signs of improvement on the beach there, and after the last few weeks, it's been really challenging. It's a really good sign. I think we've seen a little bit of halibut movement, which is good, and then some of those perch beaches up north. Wiley's is going to hold their first perch derby on Saturday, so we'll get a really good indicator. Those ringers know how to find those big ones. I'll start up north. Much better conditions, like you said. The water cleaned up. No big weather events. The northern section saw the best fishing, and the southern section saw a more moderate improvement. Water temps are cool. A lot of mid-50s. You know, we're getting in the upper 50s somewhere down there San Diego way. Seeing lots of perches, rockfish up north, sargo, opali, that sort of thing. Hook, line, sinker reported good barred perch action this week. The fish were active on most beaches, East Beach, Carpinteria, Silver Strand, a few of the better spots. Gulp, 2-inch sandworms, tough to beat. Lugworms working well, too. Lots of fish around that 1-pound mark. Few kickers to 1.25 pounds. A couple legal halibut were also taken there off Goleta this week. Sardine pattern, flash minnows working there. Wiley's also reported some good action on the reef beaches. a couple of shop regulars, they've been hitting it hard. They took 10 fish on a spot just below Magoo. What's interesting is they hit two spots earlier, found no conditions, and then hit that third spot, and that was the jackpot there. And that's how it can be this time of year. Streaky conditions, some beaches might be holding, others. So you want to keep that in mind. If it's not looking good, you know, make a move. One angler had a grass rockfish, spotted rockfish, two cabazon, leopard shark. The other angler had three calico bass, sand bass, sheephead, stuff like that. As you move south, a lot of smaller perch on the southern beaches, but down Oceanside Way, seeing a few halibut in the lagoons there, a few halibut taken off the beach. So going forward, keep an eye on that halibut, and I think up north it's going to be some good perch action and leading into the spawn. So looking forward, probably more than we are this week, but good sign.
I dig it, Gundy. Certainly some plenty good fishing to be had, and we got a nice stretch of weather coming this week. Hopefully that perch derby kicks off for those guys, and we see some big ones. Appreciate you putting together a great report as always, bro. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, gentlemen, have a good week. Thank you.
Thanks, Gundy. All right, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Hey, Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over three decades. Check out the Fish Pro Series and the custom bluefin and yellowfin from Anza Knives. Hey, they're made from high carbon steel, holds a great edge, and they're easy to sharpen. Anza Knives are the finest fillet knives ever produced. Anza also offers knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com for more details and get that Fish Pro Series available at Fisherman's Processing.
Hey, great text here. It says, good morning. Brian, do you still use ice preserve on your catch? And did you put an RSW system in last winter?
No RSW, but when we're fishing offshore or at Catalina, we have some of those big reliable kill bags, and we ice everything gets tagged,
okay,
and dropped.
So
in
rad.
It.
We don't
have the room to put
on the sump fun or the other
right.
Clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
so. But what a cool deal! I mean, but so yeah, taking that and the very best care of the catch.
We try and do.
I think it's
awesome. What we can do.
I just don't
best.
Want to gloss over that. Is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like, you don't see that in. If the boat's got room to put a RSW system in, great. And ones that don't, like, you don't see people going that extra mile.
No.
I think that's awesome.
So we try and do what we can. I mean, that's, this time of year, we'll ice stuff down in the bags because it's, it's not going to melt as fast. But during the summer, for sure, that stuff gets tagged and thrown on ice.
That's nice. Great. And what about on the Fury?
Same system. We actually have, I would call it a fish hold. Refrigerated seawater going through a big box. All of our fish, whether it be a half day, three quarter day, all day, anything that we do. Bleed the fish, we put them in that box, they stay nice and fresh throughout the trip.
Okay, so it's a refrigerator.
It is, yeah. We got cold plates, compressor, all that fun
the
stuff.
The whole thing, yeah.
That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
If you're looking for a high-quality cocktail that's also easy to enjoy on your next fishing trip, check out Cutwater Spirits' lineup of canned cocktails. Cutwater's master distiller and co-founder, Yusuf Cherney, is a hardcore fisherman. In fact, he developed Cutwater with all his favorite adventures in mind. Yusuf takes Cutwater's award-winning spirits, uses them to make real cocktails, and then puts them into cans so you can take them anywhere. It's like they were made for fishing because they were actually made for fishing. Check out their popular canned margarita made with real tequila, the zesty vodka mule, or the spicy Bloody Mary, which has some serious bite. They also make super refreshing vodka sodas in grapefruit, lime, and cucumber flavors. Just crack the can and enjoy a bar-quality cocktail even when there's no bar in sight. Back at the dock or at your evening anchorage in Catalina, Cutwater cocktails are exactly what you need for your next fishing trip. You can check out all 18 of Cutwater's canned cocktails at CutwaterSpirits.com and then look for them at your local liquor store. Then go ahead and set your cocktail free. Please enjoy responsibly.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, it's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. and RancholandAero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Land Aero.
Fillet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO fillet knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO fillet knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Fillet knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
You're listening to a new generation of radio. SoCal Sports Talk. The all-new and mightier 1090 and the mightier 1090.com.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go. This adventure-ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third-row power-fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo, and available twin-panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more, or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag two-speed reel at an affordable price. It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid Hagani body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads. Plus, a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at a more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and dependability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.